Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Silvey with the Owner's Manual with my co-host, Asia Palmer.
Good morning.
And today we have Manny Wiggins from Summer Street Renovations. So, Manny, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good.
First, I'd like to thank y'all for having me. Let me tell you a little bit about my company. It originated about 5 years ago. I decided to start over a new career. I was actually doing construction, remodeling homes and flipping homes in Philadelphia. So when I moved here, I decided I don't have any contacts, so I might as well just play it safe and get a 9-to-5 job. Unfortunately, it was my calling. I started doing a couple side jobs. One thing led to another. I seen a need for people to get honest contractors, so I decided to start another business by myself. I started it 5 years ago. Next thing you know, it took off without any advertising. I have websites, but most of my advertisement is word of mouth. And we do total renovations. Our motto is we fix everything but a broken heart. So you call me for one thing, I can fix everything in the house.
So okay. Cute.
So tell us a little bit about how you came up with the name of your company.
I came up with the name of the company basically because I was homesick from Philadelphia. I grew up on a small block called Summer Street. And when I think of summer, I think of something refreshing. It takes me back to Philadelphia. So I said, if I'm going to start a construction company, I need my roots. And my roots were Philadelphia. So I said my favorite street was Summer Street. And when you hear summer, you think of nice, you know, flowery things. I decided to go with that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's a very good idea. I never knew. I was always trying to figure out where that name came from because I thought it was like, you know.
It's different.
It's different.
Right.
I like it a lot.
So let me ask you this. What's the difference between a handyman and a contractor?
The difference between a handyman and a contractor. Actually, I should say it's three people. It's the handyman, it's the maintenance man, and then it's the contractor.
Okay.
The difference is a handyman just basically is very handy. He has a little bit of knowledge about everything, just enough knowledge. The maintenance man has the knowledge of a handyman, but he actually knows how to fix everything and repair things that go wrong. The contractor trumps everybody simply because he has the mindset of creating a business. And when you have a mindset of creating a business, you can enroll all these people and now pay them to do your job. So as a contractor, I'm on top of everybody else, making sure everything gets done.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is that stages? Were you a handyman at first? Are you you were born a contractor?
No. To be honest with you, I wasn't born a contractor. I was a typical kid who liked sports, but never seen myself doing this. I went to trade school from sixth grade, and next thing you know, I hated it. I really didn't like it. I didn't see a calling for it. But what happened was I lost my job. I was doing insurance and lost my job. I started painting, and people was like, you paint very well. And I was like, well, you know, I took art classes all my life, you know. Next thing you know, I said, I'm going to start a company. And I started a construction company, and I hired a master carpenter, and the master carpenter trained me for 10 years. So
nice.
I was taught on the job everything for the past 10 years.
Hmm. So you went from art to construction.
From art to construction. And, I mean, I can tell you now, all my friends and family who knew me, I got manicures every week. They said, you're never going to last. It's going to be 6 months. So I was upset that they didn't include me in on the bets. So it lasted a lot longer than they all betted.
Well, there you go. You would have made a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about how to pick the right contractor. How does one go about doing that?
It varies between if you're a male or a female. I tell you, if you're a male, you look at the person's work. You try to get a feel of them like a regular man. Take out what they do. Look at their photos. And you have to just go with your gut feeling. If you're a female, you have to treat them like it's a relationship, because it is a relationship. You have to listen to what they're saying and not what they're doing, because a lot of times females are taken advantage of in this industry, and they have to know.
Right.
You know, from what I hear. And 90% of my work comes from females. So the men, we know we got to cater to females, and we know I can say, you know, you need a jig-a-ma-bob and a whatchamacallit, and they have no clue.
Right.
So it's a yes.
So you have to, yeah, you have to go with your gut. You have to be, you have to treat it like a relationship.
Okay.
I'm the one that just signed me up for whatever you're talking about. Sure. I'll just sign that paper. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, that's why you have to ask questions.
Exactly.
Should people get more than one estimate if they're looking to have work done?
I say typically you need at least three estimates because everybody, it's ranges. Everybody have different degrees of what they're going to charge. If you go with a bigger company, I got insurance, I got trucks, I got employees. You go with a handyman, now you got to worry about if you're going to get the quality of the work you need and if they're going to come back if you call them. So basically you have to take your time, and it's not hard, but it's just, you know, time. You got to take your time picking them.
You just got to make sure you get the right one.
Yes. You got to do three estimates and just to play and just look at the three and say, okay, this is 5,000. This is 4,000. This is 1,000. Why are they charging 1,000? Then you go back and,
of course.
You know, yes.
I guess it also depends on quality of work.
Quality of work. And you have to look at the red bottom line. What are you getting? And I took psychology, and the first thing you want to do is when you get three estimates, you want to play them upon each other to get a better deal.
Right.
That's in life general.
Right.
You go look at a car, find three different cars at the same price, and then bargain.
Yeah. Nice.
So when you're looking at your estimates, what's the difference between the three estimates? Like, how would you know what's the better deal? Whether it's a higher amount or a lower amount, how would you know that it's a better deal?
Basically, you have to take out the fluff. You have to get somebody to look over it who actually knows how to look at estimates. Because if you don't know what you're looking at, it doesn't matter what's on the estimate.
Of course.
A handyman can write it on the neck, and I'm going to do X, Y, Z, but what are your guarantees and your assurance that they're going to do this correctly? So a contractor can promise you the same things and then, you know, move about and you can't get it done. So you just have to be picky about the estimate, looking at it and determining. You might have to get somebody else to look at it because you don't know what you're looking at.
Right.
And you get them to speak in layman terms. Like, can you break this down to me? Because I don't understand.
Yes. I'm very, you put that in dummy proof.
Yes. You have
I'm
to.
I'm not really understanding. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I want to know what's the worst job you ever had? Like, just tell me the horror story.
The worst contracting job? The worst job? The worst job would have to be when a lady wanted a job done, and, you know, we showed her pictures of how it can be done. And in Philadelphia, I went by the name of Manny Rivera. Now, the company was Wiggins and Wright Construction, but I decided to take myself out of the company and become an employee.
Okay.
So people are talking to me, and they're like, we want to talk to Wiggins, you know, because we want to make a decision. I'm like, I can't make decisions. I'm Rivera. I'm not Wiggins. So I had to take myself out of it. And by doing that, I was able to keep things away and buffered. So my worst job would be, this lady was adamant that she wanted to talk to Wiggins, and that's me, and it's hard for me not to come out of character. So I said, listen, you told Mr. Wiggins that you wanted us to paint over wallpaper. We advised you that it's not going to come out correctly. And she was adamant that no, it should have came out better. Y'all did a crappy job. I'm like, we painted over wallpaper, you know, like, come on. So then I had to get my alter ego and come back and break it down and tell her I was Wiggins, but we ended up losing. We got the job, but at that point, it taught us a valuable lesson. We get everything in writing. Don't take word of mouth. Don't take,
right.
Okay, you're going to do this. I'm going to have to explain to you. You're going to have to sign a disclosure that this is not going to come out perfect. It's a possibility.
Well, if she didn't know that in the first place, then, I mean, pretty much everybody knows you don't paint over wallpaper.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a contractor or anything, but I'm pretty sure it's not the best idea.
Yeah. How can someone trust a contractor when they hear so many horrible stories out there? I mean, there's a lot of them out there that take advantage of people, like you even said.
Yes.
You know, how can they trust someone?
Basically, it's hard. I'm going to say that you can trust them by taking out the fluff. And once again, it's understanding what you're getting. Just have them dummy it down and have them be gentle, like walk with me. Meaning this is my first time. Act like it's your first time. Even if it's not, that way you get them to take their time and explain things. And one key way to keep costs down is to do things in segments. Instead of saying, I'm going to pay you $10,000 to do all of this, break it up in phases. Right. Say, okay, do this phase. That way, if you're not happy with phase one, there's no need going to phase four or five and six.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, let's ask you this. What sets you aside from all the rest of the contractors out there?
One thing set me aside is I lived every portion of it, meaning I was a handyman. I was a maintenance man for apartment complexes for over 4 years, and then I became a contractor. So I was a contractor first, then a handyman, then a maintenance man. So I lived every realm of it. And the only thing that really, truly sets me aside besides the knowledge is the passion and heart that I have. I was once told, if you do something you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. And that was from Mark Anthony.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. So tell us about one of your best stories, one of your best jobs that you've done.
My best job that I've done, I would have to say my first job.
Okay.
My first job was for a family member, my grandmother. It was painting her entire outside of her house. The family took a big gamble on me, who never did this before, who just, you know, showed up like, I can do it. And I did an amazing job, and everybody loved it. And I made about $4,000 in 2 days. That solidified what I need to do, and it gave me what I needed all my life, is instant gratification. And from getting that, that gave me the assurance to just do more. And it just, I felt like a superhero, like I'm saving people from problems. They got problems in health. So as I save you, I'm also saving myself because it cures me.
Very cool. What's your best branding tool? How do you get your name out there as of right now?
As of right now, my best branding tool is word of mouth.
Nice.
My best branding tool is a signature, meaning I work with everybody. I'm not somebody, a used car salesman. I'm not going to come in and sell you a Lexus if you can only afford a Honda. I'm going to make sure it's done correctly and for your budget. Like, do not come to me and say, I want gold chandeliers and copper steps if you only have enough money for cement. So I just break it down and say, listen, let's do it in phases. You can't do the whole basement, the whole bathroom. Let me do your flooring first.
Right.
Then we work on your fixtures. Then just do it in phases. I just break it down because, you know, they say the easiest way to eat an elephant is one piece at a time. So I tell them just to break things up.
Very cool.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about what it means to be a contractor for you. Like, how do you go? Like, how did you get into, what was the process of getting into being a contractor here in Georgia?
The process started very slowly. I was going door to door selling things before I decided to say, I can't do this anymore. It's too hot to do door to door sales in Atlanta. I'm sorry.
Of course.
You know, I just couldn't do it. I lasted like 4 days. I got dressed up in nice clothes every day, came home sweaty. I said, I can't do this. And then I realized that I have a gift. Everyone has a gift, and you have to find what your gift is to give back to the world. So when I found out what my gift was, I hired an agency to advertise for me, to send me leads. And I started getting leads. And once I got customers, I dropped the agency and ran with my customers. My customers started referring me to their customers. Their next thing you know, it took off.
And now you're growing.
That's it. And I still have people calling me from 5 years ago. So that lets me know I'm doing something right.
Right.
Would you say it's easier here, or would it be easier to do what you do in Philadelphia?
That's tricky. It was very much easier to do it in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Simply because I had a cousin who had about 30 apartments.
Wow.
So you had some agents.
Yeah, I had work out of the kazoo. And plus I knew a lot of people.
Of course.
Here, I only know my wife and kids.
I didn't
know too many people. So starting over is something I didn't want to do. But once again, if it's your calling, it's your calling.
Yeah, you can't put a stop to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell everybody how to get hold of you if they want to speak to you about being a contractor.
Okay. I have a website. It's called www.askhandymanny.com. And on that website, I also give advice on other contractors or other work you need done in the house. Just give me a call. I'm certified in heating and air condition. I'm nice. Certified in pool and spa. I'm a finished carpenter. I do plumbing. I do electric. You name it, I have the answer for you. If I don't have the answer, I guarantee you I will have the answer.
What's your phone number?
Awesome.
My phone number is 470-234-3126.
Anything else that you would like to tell our listeners?
I would just like to say, never put off what you can do today, tomorrow. Try not to let things in your house go beyond repair, meaning you have to mitigate your damages. So if you have a problem, it's only going to get worse. Just try to call somebody to try to stop the problem and then move forward from there.
Okay. Awesome. Great advice.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. That's it for us today. Make sure that you look up Manny on his website and give him a call if you need any contract jobs done. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Zaxby's 2080 LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP. Thank you very much.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.